This is a data indicating history, physical, patient name. Dwayne Dwayne McCoy, MCCOY. Date of birth 10/2/1964. Place Westgate Nursing Rehab. Date of service 11/11/2023. History of present illness. This is a 59-year-old male, well known to me. Patient presented to the emergency room. With witness seizure activity at home, EMS was called. Patient was given midazolam, MIDAZOLAM by EMS, brought to the emergency room. Patient has a partial seizure involving right upper extremities, right leg. Patient no loss of consciousness. Patient has a known history of epilepsy since childhood. He has been admitted to the Midtown campus before with complex partial seizure and status epilepticus. It required ICU management in the past, and he has been on multiple medication in the past: lacosamide, Keppra, Depakote, phenobarbital. Patient was in the rehab center, Future Care Charles Village, and for many months he was stable, doing well. He was also followed outpatient neurology, Dr. Chohan, C-H-O-H-A-N, and patient was doing well. Significantly, his functional status improved, and he was discharged to the community. Apparently, patient has been, for the last few months, did not show up for the follow-up, and his compliance seemed to be doubtful. He ended up in the emergency room. He was evaluated in the ED and subsequently admitted to the IMC level of care. Patient was managed in the IMC, but he has a recurrent seizure, has to be upgraded to ICU level of care. Patient was managed in the ICU. Neurology was consulted. CT had negative for acute process. Patient was requiring IV Ativan along with his seizure medication, phenobarbital, valproic acid, Keppra, medication adjusted. Patient was managed in ICU, and after stabilization, he was sent back to the medical floor. Neurology saw the patient, and they have recommended patient to be maintained on phenobarbital, valproic acid, keep the level of valproic acid between 70 to 80, and phenobarbital level close to 25. And also high dose of Keppra was recommended, 2 grams twice a day. PTOT was done. Subsequently, patient was sent to Westgate Nursing Rehab for continuation of care, physical therapy. I saw the patient today. It's my private patient at the facility at Westgate Nursing Rehab. Patient is lying on the bed. He denies any headache, dizziness, fever, chill. He's a very poor historian. He's forgetful and disoriented. Past medical history. Number one, seizure disorder. Number two, history of epilepsy. Number three, hypertension. Number four, history of anxiety, panic attack. Next line, history of CVA in the past. history of PTSD, history of seizure disorder, GERD, history of cholecystectomy, history of shoulder surgery, allergies, penicillin, social history, no alcohol, no drugs, family history, patient could not tell because he's confused, disoriented. Through our system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, no diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital union, no hematuria, neuro, no seizure witness today while he's here. Hematology, no bleeding, no bruising. Physical exam, medications upon discharge, physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert, he's forgetful, alert, oriented, time one, he's disoriented, memory is impaired, his blood pressure is 122 over 70, pulse 78, temperature 97.6 Fahrenheit, respiration 18 per minute, pulse ox 96%. Had data pneumophoric, eyes are nectaric, no ENA discharge, throat no exudate, neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart SMS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowel positive, extremities. No edema, no cough, tenderness, neuro, he's awake, he's forgetful and disoriented, moving all his extremities, equal, he has a generalized weakness and respiratory dysfunction. Medication upon discharge, aspirin 81 mg daily, Lipitor 80 mg, QPM, Biscuit Suppository 10 mg every 48 hour, PRN, Losartan 100 mg daily, Pranolol 60 mg, extended release, one tablet daily. Depakote, 250 mg/5 ml, take 10 ml, 3 times a day. Capra, 1000 mg, take 2 tablets twice a day. Phenobarbital, 60 mg, one tablet twice a day. Terazosin, 2 mg at night, daily. Plan of care. Patient has a significant seizure disorder. Next line. History of epilepsy. Next line. Hypertension. Next line. Depression. Next line. History of CVA. Next line. Cognitive impairment with a memory deficit. Next line. Generalized weakness with ambulatory dysfunction. Next line. UTI treated in the hospital. Next line. Patient has been followed previously by neurology outpatient. He need to follow up outpatient, follow up neurology. He will need phenobarbital level and valproic acid level to be monitored. Keep valproic acid level between 70 to 80 and phenobarbital around 25. Continue Capra, continue all his current medications, PTOT, fall precautions. follow CBC and CMP, care plan, discuss with the nurse taking care of the patient. This end of the occasion. Thank you.